you continue to play such an incredible and elusive character on the Blacklist. Is there something about him that continues to draw you back, or the wonderful scripts for this series?
Well, the scripts are wonderful, but and of course, working with James always is a great pleasure for me and draws me back every time I have an opportunity to work with him, and I would take advantage of it. Robert Vesco himself is a fascinating character, and historically, I first came to know him during the Nixon years, I guess is when we all were first introduced to him. Before your time, but nevertheless, he was a very mysterious character even then, shady, dealing with off-color kinds of situations. And but the interesting thing is nobody really knows what happened to him. He disappeared mysteriously. People think somewhere between Cuba and Costa Rica, and not quite sure. But then he never reemerged until he was resuscitated by the writers on the Blacklist, which are to my great advantage. And he's I just love working with James.
You have such a great tête-à-tête with each other. Was that banter always there when you guys first began working together, or did it just happen to be the wonderful scripts, as we touched on before, that had that in there?
Well, I think, it's a combination of things. James and I are very similar in one respect. We work very similarly in terms of our passion for the material. We were always very well prepared. James is always, he's on top of his lines. Amazingly enough, and because he does so many. And I work very similarly in that respect. I feel like the most important thing for an actor is to know the material and know as many different ways of interpreting and expressing that material as is within your talent. Whatever you can contribute to the unpredictable nature of these characters is always a is golden. That's it's a real plus. And the writers pick that up right away. The writers have always been, I think, with James's character, with Reddington, have emphasized his intelligence, his wit, his way with words. And I said previously that it reminds me of a very Dickensian in terms of Moriarty's character, the great bad guy, Charles Dickens. And I think Reddington rivals that. I mean, the writers really captured the essence of an intelligent bad guy. And who
It's
also had a certain moral spine. He's a good guy, somebody who, I think his morals were one of the things that were his saving grace.
Is that also, though, then what you find particularly challenging about portraying Robert?
Well, I not really challenging so much. Well, the challenge is always to find as many different ways of interpreting a moment as there are, and not to repeat yourself. In other words, if you have one good take and you like that, whatever happened on that take, on take two, rather than try to repeat what you did on take one, give us something new, give us something different, give us something we're not expecting. And I think that, and James works very much that way as well.
We'll be seeing you here again shortly on the Blacklist. What did it mean to you to be asked to revive yourself?
Oh, it was great. I was so happy. I was so thrilled when they asked me to come back. I had anticipated coming back to be taken out of prison and to go find the money that I had taken from him. And I think back in episode, I don't know, it was quite a while back. But that wasn't the case. And I asked him, I said, "What happened to the money that I stole from you?" I mean, he said, "I don't know." And I guess it wasn't important at the time.
Sure.
Anyway, it was a great experience, and it's one of the highlights of my career for sure.
My goodness, and you've had quite a wonderful career, and you continue to be a working actor in this industry. What does that mean to you?
Quite a bit. I'm very happy to be continuing to work. People say, "Aren't you ever going to retire?" I said, "No, I'll let God retire me." I mean, when the time comes, I love to work, and if I'm not working, I get very, I get crazy. I like to be busy. And I think most actors are like that. Most, I know Jack Lemmon back in the day. He used to tell the wonderful story. When, I mean, as popular and as successful as his career was, every time he finished a job, he would always call his agent and said, "I'm out of work. Give me a job. I need to go. I need to go to work." And of course, he just finished something. I mean, but I certainly sympathize with that. I understand it very well. I'm cut from the same cloth in many ways. And my dad was like that. He was, God bless him. He is an actor and as a director and maker of documentary films. He always was, he kept very busy. My brother's the same way. We're very much in that respect. We're not going to retire. We'll continue to work till the end.
What do you think it is then about The Blacklist that just continues to make it, or has continued to make it, such a fan favorite series over the years?
Well, I think the characters, number one, I think the identifiability of the characters, but I think certainly James's character, his perspective on the world, which is unique and I think deeply appreciated by intelligent people. And I'm sure that most of his audience are, probably well educated. That may be presumptuous of me to say that. I shouldn't say that, but it's a very intelligent show, and I can't imagine people who lack intelligence would enjoy it. I mean, I just think that it's, and I think that's one of the great appeals of it. And again, as I said, I think the universality of it, the uniqueness of it, and the unpredictability. The fact is, there are surprises that come our way that are delightful. And I think that's also one of the reasons why it lasted so long.
Absolutely. I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't ask you about all of the wonderful work you've done in your entire career. Are there any favorites that still linger with you?
Oh my gosh, people ask me, "What's your favorite movie?" I say, "The next one." It's hard for me to pinpoint any one experience, but I certainly can say without any embarrassment or reservation that Blacklist was certainly high on the list. And because it's immediate, it's happening now. It has my full attention, and I hope it gets a good audience. And I think one of the great pluses, Blacklist, is that it is not only on NBC, but it also finds its way to Netflix, so that people can, if they miss it on NBC, they can catch it on Netflix.
What would you like to say then to everyone who continue to be fans and supporters of the wonderful work you do, whether it's film, whether it's television, whether you might make your way back to theater at some point?
Well, yes, I'm very grateful. I'm blessed, and I'm very grateful for all of their support, all of your support, and I just I'm looking forward to the next round, whatever that may be.